they're saying they had to raise themselves because there was no father there, and they've missed out on that. And yet fathers are one of the least appreciated members of the family when you look at it. We know on Mother's Day, they sell the Mother's Day cards off the market. Mother's Day's gift, it goes crazy. But on Father's Day, it is the least recognized day by the children. Saints of God, I'm telling you, we must learn to honor our fathers. We must learn to honor them. Now, going to the fathers. Yeah, there's so much on the internet. I've got information. What makes a godly father? What makes a Christian father? What makes just a good father, and so forth? There's so many things to tell you what to do as a father. I'm going to concentrate simply on one thing, and it's because of where even where Apostle West was praying today. It's where we are with the teachings that we're getting from Pastor Fifi. I need to encourage you fathers that everything you do, all of the things you need to do to be a good father, all of the things you need to do to be a godfather, you cannot and will not accomplish those things without relationship with God and without praying. Without praying. If you don't value the importance of prayer, you won't pray. Let me say that again. If you do not value the importance of prayer, you will not pray. If we look at Jude chapter 20, verse 20, it says, build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Prayers have a language. And when we say pray in your spiritual language, everything we do in life, every endeavor, every classification of things, there is a specific language that goes along with it. Every discipline in life has a language. A lawyer has language that speaks legal jargon. Doctors have a language that they speak to one another. Musicians have a language that they speak to one another. Athletes, we have our church jargon as Christian people as we are speaking to one another. Real estate agents have a language that they speak to one another. And trust me, heaven has a language. Heaven has a language. And when we speak in the Holy Spirit, we're speaking in our spiritual language where heaven will understand us. And in Jude 20, it says that you build up your faith through prayer. Men of God, men of God, men of God. And listen, you women, even though I'm saying men of God, this goes for every single one of us. We are building up our strength, our faith in prayer. We build this up through prayer. We were designed by God to pray. That is how we communicate with him. And he communicates with and to us and through us. And listen, when my sister would say and pray, when she said, pray for my brother, pray for this family, pray as if it was your son and your child. There were those of you that went in. There were those of you that did not hold back. There were those of you that felt the infirmity of this family and the hurt and the pain that we're going through. Yet in all of this, you know, Danielle said, we are going to rejoice in the name of Jesus. We're going to still give God praise, glory, and honor. But those of you that went in, and when I watched my sister West go in, you know, there was passion in the prayer. Those of you also that listened and did the right thing and unmuted yourselves and prayed, some of you prayed with passion. It came from your heart. It came from your heart. It wasn't just a head prayer. It wasn't just that you prayed out of obedience, but you were passionate about the prayer. You were concerned about me and my family. You knew that there was hurt and pain coming here, and you prayed with that passion. To God be all the glory and the honor. Just the way you did that while y'all were praying for us, praise be unto God, I was praying for Pastor Brinkley, for her family, because this has to do with her sons and a grandchild of hers, and there's legal stuff going on. There was an emergency. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not putting all of her business out there, but there was an emergency. And little did any of you know this, but I shared on the radio yesterday. I've shared it before. As we go about our Father's business, as we pray and do something for others, God is looking after us and doing for us. As I'm praying for the Brinkley family, Apostle Wes is leading you in prayer for my family. You see what I mean? God does not overlook us. He didn't miss either one of us. He's taking care of every bit of it. I didn't have to stop and pray for my family right now. I had to pray for somebody else's family, and God had others praying for my family. And I thank y'all. I thank y'all. I thank y'all. Proverbs 24 and 10. And let me again back up something that Apostle said. I just said it yesterday. I just thank God for us being so on one accord. I just said this yesterday. I said it Friday first when I was ministering to someone. I said it yesterday and telling someone, saints of God, when y'all hear these sermons, y'all need to have pen and paper written down. You may not be able to write down every key word that we say, but at least write down the scripture. And when you reread the scripture, it may jar your memory and bring something back about the word that was spoken that scripture was used for. Understand that you will not be the men and women of God that we ought to be without relating to the word of God. We cannot be godly without knowing how he is. We cannot speak the way he would have us to speak. We can't walk the way he would have us to walk unless we know how our steps are ordered, unless we have on the mind of Christ. And you're only going to get that from the word of God. You cannot remember every single thing you hear. You know, you got to hear it, you got to see it, you got to speak it. When you start doing all three of those things, then the word of God gets into you. Amen. Your mind is being renewed, your heart is being renewed, and then you are able to go forth. Proverbs 24 and 10 says, if you do nothing in a difficult time, your strength will be limited. And one other version is, if you slack, if you are careless in difficult times, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength will be small. Baby, let me tell you something. You do not go into war the day that you have to go into war on the battlefield and start getting your training there. You're trained before then. You have your boot camp before then. And when it comes to spiritual battles, we need to be prayed up, fasted up, word up. We need to be so full of it that when the adversity hits us, hallelujah, praise be unto God, we will be ready for the adversity. God did not make a challenge in our lives that was designed to take us out. I don't care how the enemy comes. I don't care how many demons rise up. Praise be unto God. God did not set you up for failure. He set you up to be victorious, because greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. If you are not building yourself up in faith through prayer, adversity will make you look weak. It will make you look like a failure. And God did not intend for you to look like a failure. We need to ask God, even in our prayer time right now, we need to ask him to teach us what to do in the times of adversity, to strengthen us. When we are weak, he is strong within us. We need to ask him for unlimited strength. The word says here, as I read, if you do nothing in a difficult time, your strength will be limited. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength will be small. Father, strengthen me in the name of Jesus. Make me strong so that when adversity comes up against me, Lord God, I can withstand whatever it is that I must withstand. Father, I stand as your child. I stand on your word. Lord, help me to grow in your strength. Keep the word of God before you so that you will learn the language. Saints of God, learn the language of prayer. Learn the language of prayer. Pray more often. You know, it's sad. It's sad. Prayer service is one of the least attended services in the church. It's one of the least attended services. Getting on the prayer line. I remember when I went down to T.D. Jakes Church many, many years ago. And at that time, he had over 40,000 members of his church at that time. And out of the 40,000 members, when there was a prayer service, 300 people showed up for the prayer service. So this doesn't only happen in small congregations, mid-sized congregations, large congregations. This happens in mega churches. You hear me? It is the least amount of attendance is gotten in prayer service. Yet prayer is the most valuable thing that you can have in your Christian walk. It is the most valuable thing. 1 Timothy 4, verses 7 through 8, it says, but have nothing to do with irrelevant folklore and silly myths. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. In other words, keep yourself spiritually fit. When we look at the fact of being physically fit, if you go to the gym once a month, and you lift 25 pound barbell, you lift that up, and that's it that you do. You're not going to get those biceps and those triceps. If you do one squat, or you can even do 10 squats, you're not going to have that six pack, because it just does not happen to you overnight. You've got to be consistent. You've got to go on a regular basis in order to build yourself up physically. Well, we need to be exercising our faith in prayer daily, continuously. You need to do this continuously. And again, let me hit the men again. Men, you are the priest of your household. You are the head of your household. You are to do this if your wife isn't doing it. And we know in most homes, in saved families, that is the wife that goes through and goes forth before the man does. But that doesn't have to be all the time. Men, rise up, be the sons of thunder, rise up and take charge. Begin to pray. Lead your wife in the prayer. Lead your children in the prayer. You don't want to be caught short. You don't want to be caught when the enemy comes in. Praise be unto God. He comes in and he takes you, you know, physically. He can tie you up, bind you up, and take and steal everything in your home because you have been weak. You don't want this to happen to you in a spiritual manner. But yet the word said in that scripture I read to you in the eighth verse, it said, help me, Jesus, that for the physical training of some value. The physical training is amplified, for the physical training is of some value, or training for the body has limited benefits, but godliness is of value in everything and every way, or godliness is beneficial in every way, since it holds the promise for the present life and for the life to come. I need you to hear that, saints of God. It holds the value in prayer and you being godly. Godliness is holding the value in every single thing you do. Prayer is valuable in your marriage. Prayer is valuable on your job. Prayer is valuable in your school. Prayer is valuable for your neighborhood. Prayer is valuable for your city, your country, the nation. Prayer is valuable for international things. Prayer is valuable for your ministry. None of this could be successful without prayer. Men of God, I'm calling you to rise up and pray. Godliness is becoming more like God in your actions, in your attitude, in your character, in your conduct. This should be your goal. I want to be more like God. I want so much to be more like God that no matter what my children see, that they will see godliness. They will see godly examples. They won't be able to say, I didn't show them. You don't have to live with them in order to show them how to be children of God, one to honor and to worship them. There are many homes where the families have split, but yet the mothers and the fathers in agreement, walking together in the Lord, they will do the right thing in a godly manner. In a godly manner. There is a person on this line, praise be unto God. There's a person on this line that has a child from a previous relationship, and it's a child that he did not birth. It's a child he did not birth. And I have seen this man be a father to that child like none other. I have seen, and in fact, there's two of you that I see on here, like none other. I have seen them father children by their wives, and they fathered them. Children, even in separation for the one person, even in separation, still went and picked up his child, went and helped her with her homework, helped her with things at school, being present and so forth. You don't have to live with your child in order to show them godly things. You don't have to live with them to do it. Fathers, I'm imploring you today, rise up. Our passion and our pursuit for spiritual growth should be greater than any other thing that we are desiring as far as our physical self. You'll find that we want all are in that place where you want to be healthier. You want to be physically stronger. You want to look good and so forth and so on. Well, my God, if we desired the word of God and prayer as much as we desired looking good, feeling good, talking good, sounding good, or we will do all of these worldly things so that we physically, personally, will be looking good. But what are we doing in our spiritual life? I pray today that as I speak with you today, that as the prayers that have gone forth today, that we are stirring something up in you today. A lot of you, praise be unto God, you have met my brother, you know my brother, for what you know of him. And at my mother's memorial, he's the middle brother. He's the one that got up and was ending his speech with, do better. Whatever it is we're doing, do better. Don't be slack in what it is you do. Do better. And his son Joshua was a very troubled young man, but my brother stuck by that boy. He did pray for him. He had the family praying for him. Joshua had a lot of issues. But last year, hallelujah. Whew, I thank you, Jesus. Last year at my other nephew's, his brother's funeral, my beloved nephew came to me and said, Aunt Etta, lead me to Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. And I'm telling you, saints of God, I thank the Lord for the fact that even though he was mentally disturbed, he had enough sense to know that he needed Jesus. He needed Jesus. And as it stands, his life ended violently. It was not a calm, peaceful death. His life ended violently. And my brother today, of course, being Father's Day, has to go through a Father's Day with two of his three sons being deceased. But yet there is a peace in knowing that he did everything that he could possibly do to help his sons out. Even in his questions where God was concerned, he always made sure that Christ was available to them. He made sure of that. Saints of God, please do not let your children go through another day not seeing godliness coming from your household, coming from you. Men be men. Praise be unto God. Apostles mentioned that our apostle talked about the rejoicing and how rejoicing meant to spin and to dance. And the sound of rejoicing ought to be led by the men. Ought to be led by the men. I loved it when he showed us the Jewish dance around the sanctuary. And for those of you who have never seen it, you know, it is the step, 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 kick, step, 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 kick. You've seen it on TV in some movies. And the song is Havanaki, 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 dun, 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 whatever those words are there. And they did that. The rejoicing came from the men. The dancing was led by the men. And so take your children, teach them to dance, show them how to rejoice in the Lord, and show them that there's nothing feminine about this. Do this in the Lord and show them it's an honor to worship God. It is an honor to worship God. There is so much when we look at how important prayer is, and we need to be built up in our faith. In prayer, built up. Prayer is important. It is important because it is about a solution. The prayer brings about solution and resolution to problems that we have. It provides things. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, ask and I will tell you remarkable secrets you did not know about things to come. Prayer is about communicating with God. Adam and Eve chatted with God in the garden long before they sinned and even after their sin. And then God told them, he blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. Beloved, communication. Do you know there are times when somebody will call me and start telling me what their problems are? And when they do, I'm already praying in the spirit because I don't just have answers. Praise be unto God for them. I don't just have an answer, but I am praying in the spirit. Father, what should I say? Father, what do I do? Father, how do I give them godly counsel? And in all that we do, you lead them back to Jesus. And there are times where you have to pray yourself. The sister said to us today, you know, David had to encourage himself. Beloved, there are times when you are not going to be able to call somebody up and pray, but you encourage yourself. You do it. You do it. You got all that you need in you to do it. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. The Holy Spirit, when we don't know what to pray, when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit goes before us and prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in word. For God knows the heart of what the Spirit is saying, and the Spirit pleads for us. And that's what we need. You don't need you don't need to praise be unto God to be in a place where you are praying and not sure that God is hearing you. You, whatever your prayer is, you need to be praying and knowing and believing that God has heard your prayer. And that song I had Minister Kyle play last week, I trust in God. It says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he answered. How did I seek him? I sought him in prayer and he heard me and he answered. And that's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. Praise be unto God. Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed. As we are learning to be more, learning to walk in godliness, as we are being transitioned into look more like God, to be more like Jesus, we will pray the way that he prayed, praise be unto God. We will pray the word of God. We will pray and become wiser in what we are doing. We will get an understanding heart, so that we can lead other people. In fact, in 1 Kings 3:9, the prayer was, give me an understanding heart so that I may govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. See, there are going to be times when you're going to have to counsel your wife, counsel your children, counsel your brothers or sisters, even maybe counsel a parent, but you want to give them godly counsel. God tells us, the word tells us, do not sit under any ungodly counsel. You want to give them godly counsel. You want to know the difference between that is right and wrong. So we ask God, Father, give us a heart so that we can govern correctly. Praise be unto God. We also look at the fact that it is important because we gain power and confidence as we walk in this pathway. Prayer is necessary. It is the exercise that we do. It's how we build up power. It's how we build up confidence. Saints of God, when you're praying and you're praying the word of God, no matter what comes up against you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, you know that God is God and he does not fail. He's not a man that he should lie. So we thank God for the confidence that we can walk in. I thank the Lord that as we pray, it is important because that's where we also rebuke the devil. Listen to me, beloved. The devil is relentless in his pursuit for us. We must be relentless in rebuking him every day, every hour, every minute, if need be. We must rebuke him. You tell that devil, you can't have my marriage. You tell that devil, you can't take my husband or wife. You can't have my children. You can't have my money. You can't do anything in my home. You can't take my possessions. Tell him, stand up and be strong in the Lord. Be strong in him and in the power of his might. Be strong. Praise be unto God. And we thank God for it. Prayer is also very therapeutic for us. It is very therapeutic. It releases stress. It brings about a calming peace in our life. It brings about tranquility in our life. So prayer is so important. Praise be unto God. And it is the example and the evidence of right relationship with God, with right relationship with God. Saints of God, I implore you today, encourage yourself in the Lord. And do so in your prayers. Begin to pray. Like I said, I can tell you all kinds of characteristics about being a godly man on Father's Day. I can tell you women all kinds of things about how we can be godly wives and mothers and sisters and so forth. I'm telling you, none of it will take place without prayer. So I implore you today, saints of God, I implore you today, to pray, praise be unto God. Pray with passion. Pray from your heart. Pray like your life depended on it. Pray like somebody else's life depended on it. God will speak. He will show you. You will see things. You will hear things. And you will be able to move in the manner in which God wants you to move. And what else should we want to do but to be in the Father's will all day, every day. I pray that you got something from this today. I pray that you will understand that truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it as you pray and glorify the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say to those that are on the internet too, for those that are on the internet, prayer, 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 prayer. There's no distance in prayer. It lasts. It goes. It travels past the sound barrier, past the line of demarcation on a map, past the countries and so forth and so on. Prayer goes everywhere. It goes everywhere. Saints of God, lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on yourself and tell yourself you were created for prayer. You were created to pray. You were created to bring deliverance. You were created to usher forth healing. You were created to usher people into the presence of the Most High God accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. You were created for such a time as this. You were created for this. You were created for this. Let there be no shortcoming found in your life. If there's sin in your life, ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness no matter who you are, no matter what you did. There's no sin that's unforgivable except for blasphemy. Ask for that forgiveness. And once you have sought forgiveness, knowing that God has forgiven you, He wants you to repent, turn away from your evil ways. He wants you to humble yourself. He wants you to seek His face and pray. Those are the four things He said He wanted us to do, and said if we do that, He will hear from heaven and He will heal our land. He will heal our land. And listen, I know when we say heal a land, you know that could be, you know, the land around you, the land of Baltimore, the land of this. Let me tell you, you also are a land. We were made out of dust, and the dust is of the earth. You are land. He will hear from heaven and heal our land. He will heal our bodies. He will heal our minds. He will save our souls. He will do this for us because He loves us so much. God is passionate about us. He is passionate about us. Let's be passionate about Him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. 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 Nikki, I'm turning it over, baby doll, into your